Yes, it is a dark world. This is Satan's dominion. Our country is gripped by demonic forces. But today on the Stu Peters Show, it's Friday, and we have something exciting to celebrate. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, just a couple of days ago, we discussed the growing threat of central bank digital currencies with Oxford professor Richard Werner. As we explained, a central bank digital currency is not just electronic money like what we have now. No, it's something more, a whole lot more. It's basically taking some of the principles of crypto and applying it to national currencies. Every transaction can be tracked and archived forever. But a CBDC is stripped of everything else that makes cryptocurrency appealing. Instead of being decentralized, it's 100% centralized. Instead of being uncontrolled, it's a tool of maximum control. And as we said the other day, when you control currency, you control a person's entire life. We don't live in the Middle Ages anymore. Virtually nobody can get by on the barter system. We need money to make transactions. And right now, even the most canceled person in the world can, for the most part, still get access to money in the form of cold hard cash. The ideal future that the CBDC promoters want would abolish that. In their dream world, which is a dystopia for everyone else, all physical cash would be abolished. And so all buying and selling will have to be done electronically. And once you have that, the jig is practically up. If the powerful want, they can make you economically cease to exist. If someone says the wrong thing, holds the wrong views, has the wrong faith, works the wrong job, or even is just related to someone guilty of some fake crime, then the levers of power can be used against them just like they are today in lesser ways. For example, censorship on Twitter, like this program is. Today, our American-style social credit system works by banning people from Airbnb or closing down their bank accounts or getting web hosts to cancel unwanted websites, like Twitter does to StuPeters.com. But in the world after central bank digital currencies, tyranny will be a lot easier. Yeah, you want to shut someone up? Just ban them from making transactions. Or ban them from specific types. Control their travel by banning them from plane tickets. Prevent them from purchasing a gun or any other kind of a weapon. Keep them homebound by only allowing them to make purchases in a tiny radius around where they live. You know, a 15-minute city. A centrally controlled currency could limit how much anyone spends on gasoline or electricity in the name of the climate. You see, the possibilities are endless. But when you give tyrants the power, they are sure to use it. That's why creating CBDCs is such a high priority for these people. The plan is simple. Create them slowly and quietly, get away with as much as possible without making anyone notice, and then once total domination is in sight, bang! Move in as quickly as possible. We could see this happening right now. The U.S. Federal Reserve just launched a new system called FedNow. No, it's not a phone app to summon your own personal Ray Epps. Instead, this is a new payment service created by the Federal Reserve. 35 different banks and credit unions are already participating. So this is happening already. Until now, even if your electronic payments looked instantaneous, no, they actually were taking hours or days. Now the FedNow system is intended for payments to actually be truly instant. So the feds, of course, are gaslighting normies into believing that this is a wonderful idea. Here's how they're doing it.
The FedNow service is an instant payments infrastructure that financial institutions can use to clear and settle payments instantly, either on their own or with the help of service providers. Financial institutions provide their own access interface to their customers, such as a mobile app or online banking portal. The FedNow service operates between financial institutions, ensuring transactions are settled securely and instantly. In this simulation, we'll look at how one financial institution, ABC Bank, is enabling customer access to instant payments. Kevin, an ABC Bank customer and small business owner, wants to send a just-in-time payment to his supplier using ABC Bank's instant payment portal. First, he keys in the amount of the payment, $1,000. Then, he selects which account he would like to have debited for the transaction, for instance, his checking or savings account. Next, he indicates where the payment is going by entering the routing and account number provided by his supplier. This information allows the FedNow service to route the payment message to the correct financial institution and customer account. Financial institutions that participate in the FedNow service determine what additional information end users can provide, along with the payment. Kevin sends the payment. Within seconds, ABC Bank sends a notification to Kevin, informing him that the payment was successful. This step is optional for ABC Bank. What just happened behind the scenes? The FedNow service settled the payment between Kevin's financial institution and the supplier's financial institution in real time. Here's how it worked. As soon as Kevin initiated the payment, his financial institution sent the payment message in ISO 20022 format to the FedNow service, which confirmed the message met specifications. Next, the FedNow service sent the payment message to the supplier's financial institution, which replied by confirming it intended to accept the funds. This reply is meant to reduce misdirected payments. At that point, the FedNow service debited the Federal Reserve Bank master account of Kevin's financial institution and credited the Federal Reserve Bank master account of the supplier's financial institution.
Ah, the Federal Reserve master account. The master. The master that will make sure to supervise the financial institutions from both the recipient and the sender. Is the sender sending this money for a cause that we support? Is the recipient eligible to receive that money based on his current social credit score? It doesn't sound tyrannical at all. No, it sounds very convenient, right? Well, for now at least, this doesn't mean that the US dollar is actually fully digital. FedNow is not actually a digital currency yet. But you see, this is the carrot. This is that little hit of crack that they use to get us addicted. It's also the sort of infrastructure or the plumbing that will be required for when a digital currency is actually rolled out. You see, the plan is make everyone dependent on this instant, fully digital system and then impose new requirements. Bam, more control for the Fed. It's like a drug company putting all of its rivals out of business and then jacking up the prices. But you see, here, the price is your liberty. Remember the words of John in the book of Revelation chapter 13, quote, "He, the beast of the sea, also forced everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on his right hand or on his forehead so that no one could buy or sell unless he had the mark." If you think we're being extreme, we're not. No, Brazil is rolling out its own electronic monetary system, and already an observer has discovered mechanisms in it that would allow the government to freeze a person's finances. And that's not just some wild hypothetical. In Brazil in the 1990s, the government actually did freeze the finances of ordinary people for an entire year. Tyranny will always use the weapons that are given to it. And right now, we're just mindlessly giving the Federal Reserve the most powerful imaginable weapon. Rafael Laverde has a long background in both private equity and the cryptocurrency space. He first found Bitcoin in 2012 and was mining it from 2014 onward. He was a founding partner in one of the very first Bitcoin venture capital funds, and he's an expert on all things related to digital currency. And Raphael joins us now. Sir, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Stu, you're an inspiration to me, and thank you very much for having me here. So is it time to pack up and go? No, I don't think so. Guys, this has already happened before with the SDR, with the special drawing rights that at the IMF put out after Bretton Woods. You have to understand that there's a class of bankster globalist communists that are economically illiterate. And in their illiteracy, yes, they have this wet dream of wanting to impose a global currency. But we understand that even controlling interest rates is ridiculous. This is nothing more than their new scheme to scare people away from sound money. Money in itself is a technology of the people, for the people, something that comes from us, where we no longer have to depend on these tyrants, but money is a technology that we develop amongst ourselves in the free market. What's happening with central bank digital currencies is that the American Banking Association already already stated that central bank digital currencies does not fit in something that is as something that is convenient to them. So what's really happening here, guys, is that we already live in the dollar collapse. The dollar collapse is happening now. What we should be keeping our eye on mostly is a digital ID. Over 94% of the dollar right now is digital. What protects you from a digital ID and from a totalitarian takeover of your personal life is understanding that the vast majority of people on the internet are like masses that are homeless. If you understand privacy and privacy protocols, you will be able to take shelter and protect yourself and not make yourself vulnerable.
Well, before we had a weapon of biowarfare that people would inject into themselves, we had to have a virus and something to scare them into injecting themselves with a weapon of biowarfare so that they could depopulate the planet. Before we have total tyrannical control over money, we have people that already are using their ability to keep you from getting an Uber cab or, from keeping you off of aircraft or from, you know, going to an Airbnb. We saw people get their bank accounts closed down. We saw U.S. Bank give the feds willingly banking information, private information about who was at January 6th spending money in that area. So really, isn't this just the plumbing? Isn't this just the virus that needs to scare people into injecting themselves with CBDC? You don't think that these people will actually use this to control people and shut down their finances?
They will try. It's their wet dream, but I don't think that that is something that they will ever be able to achieve. And because money in itself is something that grows out of the market itself, from the people. It is a technology that this is really an ideological war where we have to win the hearts and minds of the masses by informing them of the fact that we are in control. They're not in control. And every time that they've tried to dictate money, they have failed. The reason why the dollar is a standard right now as fiat is because it was once pegged to gold. And the normalcy bias took over that to this day, things are priced in dollars. But the dollars and the rest of fiat currencies were once pegged to real money, to the gold standard, to precious metals. And the SDR that happened after Bretton Woods is akin to what we're seeing right now with CBDCs. It is a way to scare you away from sound money, from gold and crypto. So we have to raise our awareness to the fact that, yes, this is happening. Everything you said is correct, but there is another level to this. The fact is that what we should really be concerned about is a digital ID. And the way to safeguard ourselves against a digital ID is by understanding how to use privacy on the internet. Most of the viewers are on the internet as homeless people, open to any type of violence online without any shelter. Privacy is shelter, is nothing more than shelter online. So if you understand how to use privacy cryptocurrencies and privacy protocols, you will be able to protect yourself and keep away as a defensive shield any of these totalitarian initiatives of a global ID. As of right now, the government has the means, like you very well said, Stu, to control your life if you are within their banking apparatus. So a lot of people are being misinformed because there's another class of banksters that are a lot more shrewd, and they understand that the central bank digital currency initiative would disintermediate the commercial banks in the United States and will destroy their machinery of theft, which is the dollar system itself, and will literally create a bank run away from commercial banks to the central bank as the main depositor that insures all deposits.
Well, we believe these people are evil, and we believe that they will stop at nothing to exert every single ounce of every single method of control that they possibly can to strip us of our freedoms and of our liberties and strip us of our kids, strip us of our jobs, even our faith. They will do it if they can. We have to stop them and retake control. We appreciate it. Rafael Laverde, thank you so much for coming. We hope that you'll come back sometime soon.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Of course. So at the end of the day, control of every aspect of our lives is what these tyrants are seeking. And what we are fighting to do is maintain control of our privacy, of our children, of our individual liberty, of our freedom, and of our finances. The way that you can do that is by investing in physical gold and silver. Call Gold Co. 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. If you need a hedge against hyperinflation or criminal taxation, if you want to ensure that you're actually going to have something, physical gold and silver is the only way. The electronic banking system is dangerous and it's volatile and it's used as a weapon. You don't even own your retirement accounts, your 401ks. Where is your investment? You have no idea. talk more about that with Carlos Cortez. But 855-706-GOLD, you need to call Goldco today. Again, 855-706-GOLD. When you do, you'll get up to $10,000 in free silver if you just mention Stu Peters. Call Goldco, 855-706-GOLD. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Taxation is theft, especially when your money is used to fund evil.
Wear a mask. Get boosted.
Corona hoax, mass deception, America controlled by fear. Good news, there's another way. You can stop paying for the crimes and cover-up today through Freedom Law School.
The best thing you can do, according to the IRS's own official auditors, is to stop filing and paying income taxes.
Based on the government's official websites, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. See the proof for yourself on freedomlawschool.org. Don't wait to drain the DC swamp. Start your journey to freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Starve out the problem. Weaponize your earnings. Defund the swamp and fund the truth and freedom movement today. Go to livefreenow.org and restore the freedom we all miss.
Okay, so here's a new one. Incredibly amazing stuff here. Scientists have actually discovered a mushroom that, get this, grows new brain cells. Through a newly discovered phenomenon called neurogenesis, it's now known that the brain can actually regenerate itself, and this exotic mushroom stimulates that process. I mean, they should give some of this stuff to Joe Biden. To learn more about this and the new breakthrough product, go to newtopia.com/stu and use promo code StuPeters10 for 10% off your first jar. I got to tell you, this is a huge breakthrough for anyone who just wants to be smarter. And I mean, who doesn't want that? Again, to learn more, go to newtopia.com/stu. Again, newtopia.com/stu. So in any mass movement, obviously, there's going to be the problem of grifters. That word is used a lot these days, but it's rarely actually defined. In short, a grifter is a person seeking to personally profit through fraud. Sometimes it's literal fraud, but a lot of times it's a whole lot more vague. It's a person who poses as some brave warrior for truth, but is actually a coward. It's a person who fabricates problems so they can milk donations from people. It's a person who promises big investigative scoops, but never brings the receipts. Dr. Ben Tapper was named as one of the so-called COVID disinformation dozen because of his work promoting medical freedom out of his clinic in Omaha, Nebraska. Dr. Tapper first went viral for an appearance that he made before the Omaha City Council where he opposed mask mandates. His statement collected 3 million views in one day and millions more afterward. Dr. Tapper, make no mistake, is not a grifter. In fact, his life would undoubtedly be a whole lot easier if he just went along with the flow. But his ethics don't allow him to do that. The truth comes first. Dr. Tapper has had to pay a dramatic price for standing up for the truth. He's had his clinic and other property vandalized. He's faced threats, both physical and bureaucratic, as the left tries to, of course, crush the livelihood of everyone who stands against them. And of course, like so many other people, Dr. Tapper has been censored repeatedly. The regime has created the entire disinformation industrial complex, labeling people and organizations and shows and documentaries as disinfo and then getting outlets like Facebook and YouTube and, yes, Twitter to suppress them en masse. But now Dr. Tapper and others are fighting back. In June, he filed a lawsuit in federal court against the Trusted News Initiative, that's a partnership of major media outlets, whose whole purpose was to impose narrative control and promote censorship of outlets besides themselves. Now, this is not a suit based on the First Amendment, but something a whole lot more clever. This is a suit based on antitrust law. Dr. Tapper joins us now to explain this in greater detail. We always appreciate having you. Thank you once again for not being a grifter and for being a true warrior. Your sacrifice is noted here, and we hope that the millions of Stu Peters Network viewers will see that your sacrifice is genuine as well. Thanks for being here.
Well, that means the world to me, Stu. Thanks for having me back on the show. You know, just like Ron Paul said, truth is treason in an empire of lies. And, you know, we have the truth on our side, and that's the most important thing. And you know, just having the fact that we have this lawsuit is our way to fight back in this. And so we need to, it's really for our freedoms and liberties of this country. And Benjamin Franklin said, whoever's going to overthrow the liberty of this country must first begin by subduing the freeness of speech. And really, that's what this is about. It's for our freedoms, our liberties. It's for our children's children, to protect our right to be able to speak out and speak the truth. I mean, we are living in an Orwellian nightmare right now when we can't even bring the truth to the people. And, you know, I believe the Wall Street Journal just put out an article here about 2 weeks ago, and they stated that by censoring the disinformation, it actually costs lives. And I felt like that was such a profound statement, and I'm very thankful that they even said that. I was actually surprised that they even said that. But I'm thankful for that, because the truth's on our side. The soil for truth is rich right now, and we need to be fighting back with everything we have, hence we have this lawsuit. And I want to go back, and we actually filed this lawsuit in January. Some clandestine things kind of happened. And, you know, they were supposed to have 7 weeks to file our defense on the motions that they made. But the judge automatically just approved it to go to a liberal judge in New York to change venues. So we actually had to dismiss the case and refile in Louisiana. So I'm thankful for that, because we have Terry Doughty, who I believe is one of the best judges in the nation when it comes to this, because he's handling the case against Biden right now.
Yeah. And you're standing up with this lawsuit for so many millions of people. I mean, there isn't a person alive on the face of the planet that doesn't know somebody who was impacted negatively by the COVID protocols, whether it was the NIH Tony Fauci remdesivir death protocol in the hospitals, separating people from their families, flooding their systems with, you know, sedatives that would kill a herd of elephants, you know, putting them on ventilators and then getting paid cash for killing these people in the hospital, murder for money. People that right. were affected negatively, like kids being removed from school or having, you know, oxygen inhibiting bacteria ridden Sharia face muzzles planted on their face, a medical device without the express written consent of their parents, you know, voiding all of their lives from, you know, smiles and facial interaction and, you know, intimate personal, you know, facial, you know, expression of their teachers and their peers and their friends in class. And then, of course, you get to these weapons of bio warfare, these safe and effective vaccines that, of course, from day one, we recognized what the hell was going on. Had they not labeled you the disinformation dozen, you're absolutely right. So many people's lives would have been saved. And so now, as a result of that, people who lost a grandma or a grandpa or a mom or a sister, brother, aunt, uncle, those people are depending on this lawsuit to be successful. So explain the difference, by the way. What is the difference between, for example, a First Amendment lawsuit versus an antitrust law lawsuit?
Well, we had to be very strategic with this lawsuit, because it's not just going up. It's not a defamation lawsuit per se. It's they're in violation of the Sherman Act. And I don't know all the ins and outs of the Sherman Act, but basically, you know, it boils down to, a lot of people would tell me, well, listen, Facebook and Twitter, they're publishing industry, so they have the right to silence and censor who they want. But really, the whole lawsuit basically the government colluded with these industries and told them to silence and censor us, and they complied. And that makes it a violation, essentially, of the Sherman Act, and makes it an antitrust, because they came together, like the Washington Post, the BBC, the Reuters, and they came together and they formulated this group called the Trust News Initiative. And they said, we're going to basically comply and silence and censor anybody that really speaks out against the regulations or in violations against the narrative or the CDC and goes against that. And so it's not really I like to say it's a monopoly, but it's not really a monopoly. But they formulated this group, and that's the violation that they're in. They are a violation of the Sherman Act, and it's an antitrust suit. And so they targeted us, and that's why we're trying to fight back.
So many people now are under the impression that Twitter is free speech. You know, you see this all over the place. Elon is a hero. He's saving the country. You know, my account, when I first came back about 4 months ago, I had 94,000 people. When I was kicked off of Twitter, by the way, I had nearly 1 million. So I came back with 94,000, whatever. I was gaining over 1,000 a day. You know, I was up to like 395,000 here recently. And then all of a sudden, I started to see, I was 450 million impressions per month, by the way, 450 million impressions. Then all of a sudden, like effective July 1st, I started to see, hey, none of my tweets are getting more than 10,000 on the median, on the average, views and impressions. And the comments are way down, and the shares are way down, and the quote, everything is way down. So I started to get approached by people. Hey, I haven't been able to find you in my Twitter feed. And so I went and searched Stu Peters. I found 11 different imposters, fake Stu Peters accounts, but your real Stu Peters account was not on there. So then in the search bar, I typed at real Stu Peters, spelled out exactly correctly. Then you appeared, but you were at the very bottom of the 11 imposter accounts. When I clicked on your account, all of your tweets were grayed out, every single one of them, and said that they could contain or may contain sensitive content. I'm just not appearing in people's feeds at all anymore. So I thought, well, I will go check on this. So here's what I found. Take a look at this. So I go into my settings here and I click on settings and then I go to privacy and safety. And then I click on your tweets. And here's what I find. I find this grayed out thing that I'm unable to change that reads mark media that you tweet containing material that may be sensitive. Here it is right next to me. I mean, this is the actual screen that they show me. And there's a button there where people can actually voluntarily go in there and they can switch this off. But for me, I can't do it. It's grayed out. So Twitter is absolutely once again right back up to their tactics after hiring the WEF World Economic Forum slave called Linda Yaccarino, who is doing to Twitter exactly what Elon Musk hired her to do.
Right. And this is my fear is, you know, Elon's a double agent. He's definitely playing the game. I've seen censorship. I posted a video by a pediatrician and, you know, it was talking about the nanoparticles, the aluminum nanoparticles in these vaccines prior to 2020 and talking about how we have zero studies talking about the overaccumulation of aluminum in the brain of these children with all these vaccinations rising on the schedule. And that video was taken down. I couldn't even, it was shadow banned. You know, I have almost 40,000 followers on Twitter and it had like one like and no reshares. And so that's called shadow banning. And these are the same tactics that I experienced with Instagram and Facebook when Biden called us out on national television and that disinformation dozen list went out. My account was reaching 3 to 4 million people a month. And then bam, that account was deleted. And the backup to that account was deleted. The backup to that backup was deleted. And you couldn't, when people, so I had to create these new accounts and people, when they searched my name, again, it wouldn't pop up. They had to type in the whole name. And again, it wasn't on the top of the list and posts would be shadow banned. I posted an article about the disinformation on Dozen. It maybe had a few likes and one share. Then I would post something dumb. Like I just posted the word shadow banned and that got like 50 shares and, you know, 500 likes. So it goes to show you that, you know, they will definitely, if you're over the target, you're going to be censored. It doesn't matter what platform you're on. That's why we need to have these alternative platforms, but they just don't seem to get the attention that Twitter and Facebook and these other platforms have. So,
yeah, you're absolutely right. We're harder to find than Sean Hannity, who, by the way, is still pushing you to go to see your doctor and get a booster shot. You know, we're a lot harder to find than any of these other programs that are still shilling. So a lot of these alleged so-called alternative conservative media news networks are even shilling for China and shilling for Israel and shilling for vaccines and telling you, you know, all of the great things about Trump while ignoring all of the, you know, things that we should be holding him accountable for. Because if he's truly a candidate for president and when he is the president as a public servant, guess what? I'm supposed to hold you accountable. That is our job. The government serves the people, not the other way around. And I'm so sick of the spirit of idolatry when it comes to Elon Musk and Donald Trump or any of these others. Marjorie Taylor Greene, who turned out to be a complete fraud and a waste of skin, you know, a little hussy running around who just based on her crotch melt should be barred from Congress with all of the, you know, infidelity and all this other stuff. I mean, it's just nonsense. The depravity that we're actually like programmed by the television to worship while people like us who are out here telling the truth, trying to save lives. That is the goal here, trying to save lives. And just the same with you and, you know, the information that you were providing and the group of the Disinformation Dozen could have saved, you know, God only knows how many lives. Well, how about if Died Suddenly wasn't suppressed? How about if this program wasn't suppressed? How about if people knew that SV40 was in these shots and that it comes from monkey DNA? How about if they knew that turbo cancers were going to happen and antibody-dependent enhancement and graphene oxide was in these and hydrogels and pegylated lipid nanoparticles where the patent says that it's actually a weapon of biowarfare? And then talk about the real damages. 450 million impressions for me every single month down to less than 1 million. That's 449 million potential views of people who, A, want to advertise on my show. You know, so if you want to talk about real monetary damages, so it's fraud because Elon Musk said that he was a warrior for free speech. That's fraudulent. He's not. And also it's theft because I pay for Twitter Blue. So if I'm paying for a service that's not being provided to me, but yet they're still taking my money, which they are, guess what? That's theft. And so, I mean, we have to fight back. You're fighting back. I've got about a minute left here, so I want your final words, thoughts.
I mean, George Martin said when he cut out a man's tongue, you don't prove him a liar, just fearful of what he might have to say. I mean, censorship's a real thing. And the pro-vaccine side, they're like, oh, censorship doesn't exist. Well, it does. It's a real thing. And it's a threat to our liberties. We need to protect freedom of speech. It is the utmost importance. It's so important. It's a constitutional amendment. I encourage you to have a lawsuit, Stu. I think you have the grounds for a lawsuit, and I would love to join you in that. And I can bring a few people to that party. So let me know what your thoughts are. But it's vitally important we protect those liberties.
I agree. Couldn't agree more. Dr. Ben Tapper, you have our full support. We trust that you'll keep us updated on this lawsuit against these heathens, against these demons that are manifesting among us and trying to silence the truth and trying to silence the work that we are doing for God's kingdom. Thank you so much for being here today, too. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. God bless now.
Heart disease, blood clots, strokes, kidney failure. These can all be found on the back of an ibuprofen bottle listed as side effects. And to top it all off, ibuprofen doesn't even get to the main cause of your pain and swelling problems. It's only temporary relief. It's only masking the true problem, which is inflammation. It's not only ineffective, it's expensive and downright dangerous, especially for seniors to be popping ibuprofen pills. That's why researchers are saying to add this Antarctic supernutrient to your diet. These are omega-3 fatty acids sourced from wild-caught krill. The omega-3 content from krill oil has been shown to support healthy blood pressure, circulation, brain health, as well as reduce inflammation, swelling, and joint pain. In fact, it can outperform ibuprofen, Advil, and Tylenol. And it doesn't have the dangerous side effects mentioned above either. Better yet, for a limited time, you can grab Native Path Antarctic Krill Oil for as low as $23 a bottle. Just go to stopmyinflammation.com right now to get your special offer for being a part of my audience. Stopmyinflammation.com.
Hey, America, Dr. Stella Emmanuel here. One of the things I will put together is what I call the Pandemic Preparedness Pack. It has 5 essential things in it. Number one, it has Covivite. Covivite has vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. We have Covilite. Covilite gives you energy. It helps you with hydration. It also gives you mental clarity, the brain fog, and antioxidants. We actually use this as part of our Vax Detox Combo. Then we have Viramune Plus. Viramune Plus can build your immunity. It has elderberry, bilberry, echinacea, ECG. It has proteases and peptides. Then we have Covidine. Covidine is potassium iodide. If we get nuked, you're going to need potassium iodide to protect your thyroid from absorbing radiation. The last thing we have is Pox Defense. Pox Defense is an old Indian remedy that has Sarracenia purpura or pitcher plant. And it used to be work against smallpox. And it can help you against all the pox viruses to build your immunity.
Use the promo code STU for big discounts when they go to drstellamd.com. Yes. Use that promo code STU. It saved me a ton of cash, and it'll save you as well. Well, I don't know about you, but off and on, I've had trouble sleeping for years. Actually, the majority of Americans struggle to get the sleep that they need. A friend of mine told me that it might be a magnesium deficiency, so I tried a whole bunch of supplements, and none of it worked. Well, finally, thanks to this program, I was introduced to nutrition scientist and champion bodybuilder Wade Lightheart, and he told me there's actually 7 types of magnesium, and your body needs all 7 in order to get the proper sleep that some of these other companies advertise but just don't produce. Problem is, because of industrial fertilizers, basically all the food that we eat is now deficient in magnesium. Magnesium Breakthrough is the only full-spectrum supplement that includes all 7 forms of magnesium that's on the market. And let me tell you, this stuff actually works. Not only did it finally fix my sleep, but the energy levels that I've experienced have gone through the roof as well. To learn more about Magnesium Breakthrough, go to magbreakthrough.com/StuPeters. Use promo code StuPeters10 to get 10% off your first bottle. You'll be glad that you did. magbreakthrough.com/StuPeters. So cancer is rising in young people. That much is well known worldwide. But what's causing it exactly? Well, the same health experts who told you that masks and lockdowns would work definitely don't want you pointing the finger at vaccines. But now it's becoming increasingly absolutely obvious that we should. Listen to this. Microbiologist Kevin McKernan, who once worked on MIT's Human Genome Project, has a new paper out which reveals that portions of a DNA strand called SV40 is taken from monkeys and was included in the synthetic COVID shots, the weapon of biowarfare. And as Peter McCullough explained recently on the Alex Jones Show, SV40 isn't just some random strand of DNA. No, it's one that is linked directly with cancer. Dr. Paul Elias Alexander served under Trump's administration as a senior COVID advisor with HHS. He writes about COVID on Substack, Real Science, and he's been tracking this story, and he joins us now. Dr. Alexander, thank you so much for coming back. We always appreciate having you.
Stu, thanks again, once again, for coming on your show. Always humble and a privilege. Thank you.
Yeah. Tell us about this SV40.
Well, the SV40 is it actually suppresses the tumor suppressing system. So we have like the P53 genome, which is a guardian of the genome, and it actually tamps down and suppresses tumors, cancers from emerging and even metastasizing. It also tamps down the toll-like receptor 7, 8, the BRCA, breast cancer gene, etc. What we're finding with the SV40 is that it is dysregulating this process and this cascade. And we're finding now that we have these, what we call turbo cancers, T-U-R-B-O, turbo, where we're having now for the first time in this era of COVID vaccines, the mRNA platform, people are getting cancer symptoms today, and in a matter of 3 to 4 days, untold before, they're getting advanced cancer sequelae. When we put them under CT, we're seeing cancer metastasizing throughout the entire body. So we know that there's a problem. These are mRNA platform has caused cancers to emerge that weren't there. Cancers that was in remission to reemerge, and those that are spreading to metastasize rapidly, that we've coined the term in the literature, turbo cancers, and the SV40 is a critical player.
So is SV40 something that the medical and science industries and big pharma have known for quite some time are directly related to the cause of cancer?
Yes, SV40. And the problem is that, as McCullough was trying to argue in his stack, and when we look at the science, we're finding now that the SV40 is turning up in the COVID vaccine platforms. And it's actually staggering. We did not know this before. And what's the bottom line, Stu? The bottom line is that persons who've taken the shot who were not a cancer patient before are becoming cancerous. But more importantly, if your cancer was in remission, we are finding that the cancer is emerging, re-emerging, and then those that were spreading and you were on some sort of therapy, the therapy is not working. If we CT you today and in 24 hours we CT you, we will see cancer spread. That will take a year normally. So we've coined the term turbo. We know the SV40 is a problem. We're seeing all kinds of crazy things in these vials, these vaccine vials. So we have a serious problem with the vaccine, and it's not over. It is the people who've taken the shot, the sequelae, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10-year mortality is where we're going to have a problem.
Unbelievable. Dr. Judy Mikovits has been talking about the monkey shots and the monkey viruses and the monkey strains of DNA and the SV40 for an incredibly long time. And now we're finding them in these COVID shots. So I just, again, to reiterate, I just want to clarify here. The big pharma manufacturers, Pfizer, Moderna, these people know that SV40 is directly linked with cancer, correct? I mean, they have to know that. This is well known.
Absolutely. And this is why persons like myself, Rich, Marcus, we all came out 2.5 years ago when the shots were being rolled out. And we said, look, you can't take a vaccine that needs 15 years to follow, surveil, and you bring it to me in 4 months and tell me that it's safe and effective. We knew that they did not test it for safety. And we then knew that the general public were going to be at risk for severe adverse events. Cancer is one of the adverse. We are seeing cancers on autopsy. We're seeing endometrial cancer, cervical cancer, uterine cancer, bladder cancer, aggressive cancers that normally would take you in about 4 to 5 months, which is brutal, now taking you in 4 to 5 days. So these people knew, and that's why, Stuart, let me be blunt, because you know how I talk and how I write. I am saying that first of all, the shots must be pulled from the market in total. But I am saying that all involved in the mRNA technology, Caitlin Carrico, Drew Weissman, Ruhin Sahin, Bula from Pfizer, Bansal from Moderna, I want these people dragged into a legal forum and properly investigated and tried. Proper judge, proper jury, fair jurisprudence, fair. But I want, if it is shown that their policies and actions cost their lives during COVID, I want every penny that they have stripped away, taken away, and I want many of them in prison. America's going to have to wake up one day where high-level officials are sitting down in a jail. And if a judge is brave enough and says, listen, your COVID policies from lockdowns to vaccines costed lives, and I'm going to put the death penalty on the table, I will step back and say, if a judge says death penalty, place the death penalty on the table. If we have to take life for what they did, I will step back.
You know, I'll just say to you, not only was it the policies that caused all these deaths with the maskings and the lockdowns and these injections, but they did it with intent. They did it with a forethought. They knew beforehand, and that's what makes this so evil and so egregious and so cynical and so diabolical. These people did this to children.
Yes.
On purpose. They did it to pregnant women on purpose. They gave cancer, turbo cancers, to humanity on purpose. The death penalty absolutely should be on the table. I agree.
On the table, too. Yes, sir.
Dr. Paul Alexander, visit him on Substack. Just a no-nonsense approach to writing all of this. Thank you so much for being here today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Stu. Thank you.
If you have a child and that child has a diagnosis of ADHD, you've gone to the doctor and they are suggesting neurotoxins like Adderall and Ritalin and methylphenidate and clonidine because they are whores for big pharma and because they are poison pushers and fake doctors, please try something else before you destroy your kid's life potentially with all of the documented irreversible long-term side effects associated with all of the aforementioned. Please try CBD and please use the family-owned business that we do business with here. All the hemp is grown right here in my home state of Minnesota. Everything can be sourced. You're not going to get any poisons or toxic crap in your CBD like you will if you go to the corner store, which sells all of this BS from China. Go to Curable.com. That's K-U-R-I-B-L, Curable.com. Family-owned business, all the hemp sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. So many other benefits to Curable, which you can find on their website. Plus, if you like THC products, they have them as well. Go to Curable.com. Use promo code STU for 20% off site-wide when you go to Curable.com. Everybody now knows that we live in an upside-down clown world under an empire of lies, a murderous regime. So previously, it may have sounded crazy, but I'm sure you won't be surprised to learn that liberals are very upset that people like me are advertising the Vanish holster. They cannot stand how this holster has helped get more Americans armed than ever before. What's so special about this Vanish holster, you might ask? Well, simple. It is the most comfortable holster ever. The most comfortable holster I've ever worn. I have plenty of experience, 15 years in bounty hunting, lots of experience with holsters and firearms. And when you get a Vanish holster, you'll never stop carrying because you'll forget you're even wearing it. Plus, the Vanish holster saves you money. That's because it fits 99% of all semi-auto handguns. It works without a tactical belt. It lets you carry in multiple positions. It carries two fully loaded magazines. And best of all, because you're a viewer of this program, you get it for $50 off. I am told that this discount is set to expire soon, so kick in your special pricing. Lock it in right now. Go to vanish.com/stew. That's VNSH.com/stew. VNSH.com/stew. It's all back for the money back guarantee. And I believe them when they say it's the only holster that you'll ever need because it's the last one that you'll ever buy. Vanish.com/stew right now, today, before this discount expires. The Stu Peters Show is brought to you in part by Earth Echo Foods and their superfood product, Cacao Bliss. Cacao Bliss starts with 100% organic rare cacao beans and also contains turmeric, MCT oil, cinnamon, and Himalayan salt. These ingredients were carefully chosen to support health, longevity, healthy weight, and even your happiness. You'll fall in love with a truly guilt-free chocolate, help reduce your cravings, facilitate weight loss, boost your energy, and combat inflammation with one delicious drink. It's gluten-free, by the way, also paleo, keto, and vegetarian diet friendly. You can receive an additional 15% off when you visit earthechofoods.com/stew and use discount code STU. So in a world seemingly filled with perpetual darkness and evil, we actually have something exciting to celebrate here today. We're just 3 weeks out from the first annual Liberty Awards. Yes, alternative conservative media is now finally getting its own award show live the night of August 12th in Austin, Texas. In the words of the event's organizers, quote, "Throughout the ages, Americans have stood up against the onslaught of tyranny. Sometimes these men and women do not get celebrated in their own times, and other times they do. These days, those that shine the brightest light of liberty are the most shunned and scorned by the corporate globalist system. Our goal is to thank these warriors using their words, song, art, mind, and passion to light the fires of liberty in the hearts of men and women. The globalists have the Oscars, the Grammys, and the Tonys. We have the Libbies." Unquote. So it's like CPAC, but less corrupt and less phony. It's like the Grammys, but less gay. And it's like the Oscars, except some of the movies involved are actually worth watching. So if you want to attend the awards show, you certainly can. Tickets are available right now at AmericanLibertyAwards.com. Again, that's AmericanLibertyAwards.com. But even if you aren't planning to attend, please give that website a visit because while discredited woke awards like the Oscars and Emmys are picked by a cabal of elite pedophile voters, the Libbies are different. They're picked by the masses. They're picked by you. And you can go right now and vote for any of the nominees in any of the categories. Now, obviously, we are a little bit selfish, but we hope that all of you will cast votes for the Stu Peters Network as your most trusted broadcast media and for Died Suddenly as your most truth-revealing movie, seen over 100 million times worldwide by now. But you can also pick out your favorite print website, your favorite political figure, your favorite political song, even your favorite meme maker. Again, you can cast a ballot right now at AmericanLibertyAwards.com. Matt Baker is running the Liberty Awards, and he joins us now. Matt, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Stu, it's an honor to finally meet you here in virtual space. You're an amazing person in this world, and while you should have been nominated for almost every category, unfortunately, you only got nominated for two. However, I will say, having a look behind the curtain, ever since voting started, Died Suddenly has either been in the number one slot or in the number two slot. I'm not going to let on exactly, but all I'm saying is you might want to show up.
Oh, boy.
Because I'd like to hand that award to somebody special.
You know, I do have a brand new tuxedo that I've never even worn before, but I can't show up stag. I can't show up alone, so I'll have to try to find a date or something. Tell us more about this. I mean, I was looking at all the different categories and all of the different people in them. These are very deserving nominees, by the way. I voted for National File. I voted this morning myself. National File for that. Patrick Howley, great investigative journalist.
Patrick Howley.
And I voted for Alex Jones in a couple of spaces as well. So, I mean, but there are a lot of other very deserving people out there. What made you decide that you wanted to do this? I mean, I know that I read some of the mission statement, but what brought all of this together?
Well, actually, this kind of came about in Barton Springs. Last year, there was an InfoWars meetup where it was kind of their Summerfest thing. And a friend of mine, Scott Armstrong, he had hit me up and he's like, you got to come to this thing. And I was like, I'm not flying out there and getting a hotel room and renting a car. That's ridiculous. And he just kept in my ear. And eventually he's like, dude, you are coming. And that's all there is to it. So he convinced me. And then when I went out there and I met all these people, these patriots that we had seen in virtual reality, like over Skype or on TikTok or on Instagram or on Twitter, now in reality, it was so visceral and it like overwhelmed me with the sense of family and just knowing these people in person. Since then, I've been on InfoWars a lot and I've been on a lot of these people's podcasts and have been accepted into the family. And I think that's why people definitely need to come to this show, because not only is it an award show to celebrate the people that have done such great work, this is a time for us to gather together our tribe. The tribe of people who cannot be brainwashed so easily as the general masses, the so-called liberal, who is no longer a liberal, but just merely susceptible to mind control, because whatever the TV tells them, they'll do. So we're celebrating the people that are immune to this mind control virus, and we are able to stand up and raise our voices in the face of being canceled, in the face of our friends and family not inviting us to Christmas parties, in the face of losing our jobs, in the face of everything that they put on the table and their coercion tactics, which are Nuremberg Code violations, I might add. We were sitting around talking about, I think it was the most recent gay award show that was going on. It's like every award show, they have to out-gay each other. Like pretty soon they will be doing mock baby sacrifices at these awards because they have to, because they have to keep moving that Overton window to shock people. No one's watching the Emmys or the Oscars now. So like, well, what are we going to do? We got to get some ratings. Like, I know we'll outrage the right wing. So let's have Satans. We'll have girls.
Yeah. How will everybody know that we're worshiping Satan? Well, it's easy. We'll put a pentagram buckle on your devil suit. Will people know that we're gay, Sam Smith? Well, I'm going to stand there and I'm going to have, a black gay guy screw me in my ass on, stage. I mean, these are the things that they're doing all over the place now. It's absolutely degenerate.
And that's going to become passe, and this is where what happens when you lose a moral compass, and then people just completely fall off the cliff. You see, these people don't have a moral compass, which is something that we do in general on the liberty-loving right, which I love about the people. We don't necessarily have to bow or conform to a cult, but we definitely do know right from wrong, I believe. And these people don't believe there's such a thing. And unfortunately, whatever the TV now tells them, one year they can say the wars are bad. And then the next year the wars are great. And then one year, genetically modified food's bad. And the next year, genetically modified juice is getting injected into your body and you love it because you have no opinion, because you have no morals, because you have no standing. What you have is a susceptibility to mind control and you're in a cult, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So getting back to my point, we saw all these degenerate award shows and we were sitting in the presence of all of our you know, heroes. And we thought, you know, wouldn't it be great if we had our own event where we could celebrate these people and not only celebrate them, but also to inspire the next generation and even the same generation who might be half-stepping a little bit. Maybe they're like, they did a viral video or they called out a senator or they did something here at a school board. They go, you know what? I think I could win that next year. I'm going to up my game. And actually, since we've announced the Libbies, I don't know if it's really happening or it's just in my mind, but I feel like some of the people who are nominated have been upping their game slightly.
Stepping their game up a little bit. Yeah.
They're like, well, come on, I'm going to win this.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You know, well, I will say if there was, you know, categories for the best free speech platform, obviously I would say that Gab takes the cake with Andrew Torba. We've been really successful on Gab, you know, while we're being still completely censored on Twitter. It's really unfortunate that all of these people have shut us all down. And, it, you know, to your point, it's time to celebrate the people who are the most shunned and the most scorned. And I think that's absolutely brilliant. Also, video hosting platforms. I mean, hell, we wouldn't even be in existence right now without Rumble. It truly is a free speech platform, Rumble. And, you know, we host our documentaries there and we've got no problems. The CEO over there is, you know, just an absolute free speech absolutist. And he's like, he views himself as Batman going to war every day, but Batman doesn't kill people, right? So this is why he's not banning people. Even if they violate policies, they may get a video removed here and there because it violates policies or calls for violence. But, you know, we have to thank those people as well. So I'll take this time right now to thank Andrew Torba and Chris over at Rumble. You know, we're working really closely with these people. And, you know, a lot of the influencers that are actually, you know, being nominated are the same way. Their presence can only be seen on Gab or maybe Telegram. And then, of course, their videos are all hosted on Rumble. So we've got to thank those people as well for making it possible to have this award show, because otherwise nobody would know who the hell we were even talking about.
Yeah, I mean, I got to say to everyone, there's a lot of people out there like, how come this guy didn't get nominated? How come this guy? In the beginning, it was going to be a small group of people that we just wanted to shine lights on, basically people that I was already aware of. And then what this learning process was, you start opening the door and realizing how many people are actually out there. You're like, who's this guy? Why are people talking about him? And you start looking, you're like, oh my God, this guy really does deserve, you know. So I only have 24 hours of conscious brain, well, less than 24 hours, but a lot of lucid dreaming going on to absorb what's going on in this world. There's so much crap going on that we can't really see not only all the crap that's happening, but all of these beautiful warriors that are out there fighting. And anybody who was not nominated, I apologize. Please show up anyway. I actually have created new awards. There are going to be three awards, and they are called the Black Sheep Awards. And those could theoretically go to anyone. If you show up and I'm like, that's a black sheep, you could get a Black Sheep Award. So even if you weren't nominated, you're not out of the picture, you can still win a Black Sheep.
All right, so do people need to dress up? What can they count on for refreshments? What's the environment going to be like? I got about a minute left.
All right, well, it's a lot of these right-wing things are very square, no offense. This is going to be in a bar. We're going to be having a good time. We have comedy, we have music. I would like people to dress up either fancy or creative. If you want to dress up as a Statue of Liberty or you want to dress up as a patriot, you know, have fun with it. If you're a rapper, wear all your freaking gold chains. If you're, you know, a beautiful lady, look beautiful. Like, let's go. Let's make this thing big. Let's show we've got style, we've got class, and we're going to flip the tables on the satanic Hollywood system.
And Bruce Jenner won't be there, and Lady MAGA won't be trampling around. There will be no trannies there, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I apologize, Bruce.
Well, then I may actually do everything that I can to be there. It's the night of August 12th in Austin,
please,
Texas.
Please
make sure that you go and you vote right now. AmericanLibertyAwards.com. Again, AmericanLibertyAwards.com. Matt Baker, for doing that and for being here today, we really appreciate it. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you too.
You guys know I'm a huge fan of Chuck Norris. Who couldn't be? He's not just an action star, he's a veteran, he's a family man, and he's actually really big on health. But get this, he says that he feels better right now at age 83 than he has in years, and it's from making one single change to his diet. What he realized is that after decades of trying every supplement out there, most of them did nothing for his health. But a few did provide dramatic changes, so he put them all together in one drink that he calls Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines all 10 of Chuck Norris's favorite supplements into one daily drink. It's got probiotics that help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for all those muscles and joints, and several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on earth. Look at this guy, he looks great. I gotta say, I started taking Morning Kick because I'm a fan of Chuck Norris and I trust him, and I can see why everyone is raving about it. What's amazing is how much more energy I have. Digestion is fantastic. I'm thinking more clearly. Obviously, everyone is unique, so results will be different for different people, but for me, it's an absolute game changer. It makes me feel younger. Plus, it tastes great, just like strawberry lemonade. It's become my favorite drink, actually. If you want to try it yourself, head over to AmericaReadySupply.com/stew. That's AmericaReadySupply.com/stew. In these times of complete and total absolute financial uncertainty, hyperinflation, criminal taxation, you have to be certain that you can protect yourself, protect your IRA, protect your 401k, protect your checking accounts and your savings accounts. You know, if you have over 50 grand or more in your retirement accounts, you're in big trouble. Imminent risk right now. Protect yourself with physical gold and silver. Call Gold Co. today, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. When you do, you will get up to $10,000 in free silver if you just mention Stu Peters when you call Gold Co. 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. So at the top of the show, Rafael Laverty didn't seem like he thought CBDCs were going to be that dangerous. After all, the tyrants wouldn't exercise, you know, full tyranny using the system. But somebody who has been warning about CBDCs from the very beginning on the Stu Peters Network with Scriptures and Wall Street, somebody who's been with us from the very beginning, is Carlos Cortez. Cortez Wealth Management has been a trusted source for protecting people against all of the evil in the world, hyperinflation and criminal taxation. And Carlos is with us now. So, Carlos, I mean, you see this as a real evil and you know how to protect people from this.
Yeah, 100%. Basically, what a CBDC is, it just doesn't stop what a digital currency. It's a blockchain issue. Basically, they want to control, trace, and track you. They tried doing it without the CBDC. If you remember during COVID, you couldn't spend more than $10,000 if you had a business checking account. You remember that, Stu?
Absolutely.
They wanted to trace and track you, and that's what this is. It's another way. We specifically spoke about this on Scriptures and Wall Street last week. It's just a way to take away your guns. Like, you go to Walmart to buy ammo and bacon and diapers or whatever, they now can stop you from purchasing ammo and guns and any other things they find nefarious in this new social credit score implementation track agenda they have.
Yeah, and just like these fake red flag laws, this will be used. I mean, nobody has to actually prove that you're a danger to anyone. They just have to suspect it or make up some fake reason why you are. And then bang, like Carlos says, and I hadn't even thought of that approach, but you know, there are so many limitless ways. Just think about every single thing that you need money for. They can tell you, no, you're not allowed to do that because your social credit score is not high enough because you said this on Twitter or you said that on the Stu Peters show. And so, no, you're part of the disinformation dozen. No, you're a Christian. You're a white male. Your median average income, you supersede that. No, you're not allowed to do that. It's all coming. Carlos Cortez has a way to protect you. Visit him online at CortezWM.com. Again, CortezWM.com, or call him in the office anytime, 813-448-3446. It is Friday. We are out of here for the weekend. Make sure to tune in all weekend long, by the way, at StuPeters.com for Scriptures and Wall Street, The Richard Leonard Show, and a whole lot more. We will be back here in the same time at the same place. Until then, on Monday, God bless you.